Good morning and welcome to a special edition of Spirit in the Morning. My name is Gary Zimek and I am so excited. You know why? Because with this program, Spirit in the Morning, today, Wednesday, September the 19th, we are kicking off our Radiothon 2018 at Holy Spirit Radio. We're going to be on the air from 7 to 8 today. Then we're going to take a break for Mass. We will be back with two more hours of Spirit in the Morning. So I'm going to be in here for a long time this morning. I hope you can stick around, and I hope you will get ready to be able to help us out with our Radiothon. We are going to be giving out the phone number and letting you know where you can donate online. And let's be honest, we depend on you for donations for this station. So this is the Radiothon. It's a big day. We're going to pray in just a few seconds, but I'll tell you, wait till you hear who we have on the program today. It is an all-star lineup on Spirit in the Morning, this special extended version of the show, and it's such a blessing to be with you on this day. So with that in mind, on this first day of Holy Spirit Radio Radiothon 2018, let's begin Spirit in the Morning with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, we give you thanks for bringing us to the beginning of a new day. Father, you loved us so much, you created us out of nothing so that we could be in a relationship with you. And Father, you continue to shower us with displays of your love day after day. I think the most important expression of your love ever was the fact that you sent your son Jesus to be born, to live, to suffer, and to die and rise from the dead for us so that the gates of heaven can be open. Father, we thank you for that gift. We thank you for the gift of this Catholic radio station. We thank you, Father, for each one of our listeners, our Holy Spirit radio family. Father, we lift up those who are sick this day. We lift up those who are anxious, those who are lonely, those who are struggling with doubt or despair, those who are battling addictions, those who are homeless, those who are homebound. We lift up our priests, our religious, our deacons. We lift up our Holy Father, Pope Francis. We lift up the church. We lift up all of those who are dealing with one form or another of a natural disaster, especially our brothers and sisters in the Carolinas dealing with Hurricane Florence and the flooding that has resulted. Father, we ask that you bring about peace in the world, that you bring about an end to abortion, that you use us as your instruments. And I ask you, Father, that you bless each one of us today with whatever our needs are. You know the needs that we have. We give them to you and we trust you with handling them for us. Finally, Father, I ask you to speak through us on the program today, through those of us in the studio, through our guests. And I ask, Father, for a very fruitful Radiothon 2018 at Holy Spirit Radio. And we ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. All right, thank you for joining me. I see, you know, it's funny. You can't get good help anymore. I got Dave Parker here.
Oh, you have me on.
Standing by. He's not even on the air yet, fiddling with tissues, knocking his prayer book over.
I have a lot of reading material.
Dave Parker,
in,
you sure do. What are you
bored? I arm myself.
But why don't you listen to the show? It's a good show.
I
hey, listen,
this.
David, good to be with you, brother.
Good to be with you.
Now that I've insulted you
also, Gary.
I feel like Don Rickles or something. Yeah. First absolutely. I insult you, then I tell you it's good to be with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Dave, we got a super show for lined up for
yes,
everyone today.
Star-studded, folks.
Let me just run through the list of guests, and then I'm going to ask you to do a very special and important job, if you could, Dave, on this.
I had training. You did.
We'll get to it. Anyway, coming up on today's show, check this out. We're going to start off with the general manager of the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network, none other than...
Easy for us
to say. I better learn to talk by the end of this. None other than Mr. Jack Williams.
What Gary's trying to say is...
will be here. Also, Jeff Cavins will be here.
Wow.
Sister Ann Shields, John Michael Talbot, Monsignor Charles Pope, and from Catholic Answers, Jimmy Akins. So, over the course of the next several hours, again, this is an extended version of Spirit in the Morning.
Yes, it is.
We're on the air 7 to 8. We break for Mass at 8 to 9. Then we're back from 9 to 11. Over the course of those 3 hours that we are on the air with Spirit in the Morning, we're going to hear all of those individuals. So it's going to be a super show today.
Absolutely.
All right, Mr. Parker.
I'm ready. Let's
clear my throat. Now,
okay,
we're going to test this out. Dave, would you ring that bell right now for a second?
Right now?
Yes. Okay. I want you to listen to that sound, because Dave is going to be responsible for ringing the bell every time we get a donation, because that's what Radiothon is all about. We are listener-supported here at Holy Spirit Radio, and we're counting on you to help us out. So why don't we kick it off? See, Dave's a really good bell ringer, and I'm about to do the weather and read the gospel.
That's because I've had my bell rung several times in my life. Okay?
But while we are doing all that, we are getting started, Dave, I'd like to ask you to do something else you do very well.
Okay. What's that, Gary?
To give out the phone number.
Okay.
And let's see if you can be the first caller into Holy Spirit Radio to make a donation for Radiothon 2018. So that Dave can ring the bell. Dave, can you give out that phone number?
Yes, it's 215-345-1570. Again, 215-345-1570. Holy Spirit Radio, please be the first caller. As Gary said, I mean, we're kicking it off. Our faithful listeners, you know how it works, and we are so appreciative of your support over the years.
We really are. Absolutely. So can you be that first caller to get us started? We're going to do the regular program today. We're going to have these really awesome guests on the program. Oh, we have a bell ringing already?
Yeah.
All right.
Mr. Eliason was in the control
room. Thank you for being our first caller. Now, how about the second caller? We need the second caller and the third caller because Dave can handle the bell multiple times. Looks like we got another caller.
Yes.
All right. I think we're going to do away with this bell thing pretty soon, but this is a good problem to have, right?
I love the bell, man.
Okay. We want Dave to be ringing the bell all day long.
Yeah.
Okay.
Watch out, Zim.
Anyway,
I'll ring your
that's
bell.
Good. You know what? Let me just say thank you.
Thank you for the calls.
Let me just say thank you, because every time, we don't ask, we try not to ask for donations very much on the air here. But when we do, you know it's really important.
Yes.
So you always come through. We're so grateful for the fact that you have continued to support us for all of these years now. Dave, I believe you have some facts here about the station.
Well, yes,
when we
I do.
First went on the air.
Yes, we for here at Holy Spirit Radio 1570, it was the Feast of St. Joseph, March 19th in 1999. Is when we went on, and we were the 23rd affiliate in EWTN.
Wow, 23.
Yeah, 23. And look how we've grown. I mean, we hear it on air, on TV, and you know, on the radio waves through the national. That they're growing and growing and growing. And now we are so worldwide. We're worldwide. We're domestic. We are awesome, and we're what a blessing.
And it's because of you and your support. So now I'm going to give that number out one more time. I don't do it as good as Dave does, but I want to get that bell ringing, and I'm going to ring the weather. I'm going to read the weather while Dave rings the bell for our next caller at 215-345-1570. 215-345-1570.
Let's see if the bell can ring
as I'm reading today's weather. Currently at the Philadelphia International Airport, 68 degrees with a few clouds. Today we'll have increasing clouds with a high near 81. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 63. And Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high near 77.
Wow.
Right now in Coatesville, it is 63. In Doylestown, right outside of our studio, 64. And in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, it is 66 degrees. We are being visited now By a member of management, Frank Eliason.
I just wanted to give a quick shout out to Peg in Riverton.
Wow. Hey,
Peg. Yeah. My friend Peg. I know Peg.
Your friend Peg just called. I had a lovely conversation with her, and so she made a very nice donation.
Thank you, Peg. Thank you so much.
Was Peg our first caller, Frank? She was.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Peg, you're the best. Thank you so much for coming through.
You're a leader. You're a trendsetter.
Let's take a look, and please keep the calls coming even when the program is going. You can call us at 215-345-1570.
I want to ring the bell.
Dave loves to ring the bell.
Make me ring the bell.
Let's take a look at today's gospel now. We look at Luke chapter 7, verses 31 through 35. Jesus said to the crowds, "To what shall I compare the people of this generation? What are they like? They are like children who sit in the marketplace and call to one another. We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not weep. For John the Baptist came neither eating food nor drinking wine. And you said, 'He is possessed by a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking. And you said, 'Look, he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is vindicated by all her children." Mm-hmm. Can you imagine, Dave, what it was like to hear some of these words from Jesus?
Wow.
He's really stirring the people up.
Absolutely. Very stark. What stark reality is bringing to them.
He gets that cynicism, and we still hear it today. People are critical of the church, of faith, of the Bible, or whatever it is. You know, people can be so critical.
Absolutely.
And it's difficult sometimes to step out in faith and to express your belief in Christ, to express your belief in his church and get criticized. But it's nothing new. Look at what he faced.
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of us, you know, in our lives have been timid. Excuse me, I'm a little froggy this morning, but I'll push through it. So, anyway, Gary, take away.
Yes, but Dave's right. We've been timid. We are sometimes afraid to hear the pushback that we're going to get when we talk about Jesus.
Yeah, we're afraid. I mean, oh, no, they may not like me anymore if I really have a strong belief, but, oh, I can only do it in private. No, we're called upon not to be timid, but to be courageous.
Amen. And
courageous.
We're all called to do it. Now, I'm going to call...
Like Gary Zimak.
I'm going to call on you today, right now, to be courageous. And how about another call before we go to break in just a few seconds? 215-345-1570. David, can you see that number?
215-345-1570.
Please, one more call before we go to break and bring on our first guest, Jack Williams, the GM from EWTN Radio.
Yes.
The pledges are coming in so far, but we would like to hear that phone ring one more time before we go to break. And that's going to happen in about 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. Can you do that now? A lot of times we put things off. You might think, well, I'll do it later. But please, don't do it later. Do it now while we're on the commercial. 215-345-1570. Be that caller and help us out. We'll be back with Jack Williams. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for September 19th. Today we celebrate St. Januarius. Little is known for certain about Januarius, but one story persists. Popular for centuries, it is the belief that the saint's blood, carefully kept in a container in the Naples Cathedral, liquefies on three specific dates every year, including this date. Januarius served as the Bishop of Benevento, Italy, during the persecution of the Christians ordered by the Emperor Diocletian. In his capacity as bishop, he went to visit several Christian prisoners, was himself arrested, and was ultimately thrown to the wild beasts in the amphitheater. After the animals failed to attack him, he was beheaded around the year 305. The phenomenon of Januarius's blood liquefying is best seen as an alleged miracle rather than a confirmed one. But it certainly has been thoroughly investigated, and there is no question that what is claimed to happen has indeed happened time and time again, usually without fail. The phenomenon eludes natural explanation, but it is the reason Januarius is considered the patron of blood banks, the city of Naples, as well as the Neapolitan diaspora. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
A longtime supporter of Holy Spirit Radio is Holly Hill Health Foods, a locally owned, family-run business for over 26 years. They offer a wide selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and formulas. They also have nutritionists to serve your needs. Visit Holly Hill Health Foods at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, Pennsylvania, or call them at 215-361-7770. You can also shop online at hollyhillvitamins.com.
Getting your daily dose of vitamin Z. You're listening to Gary Zimak on Spirit in the Morning.
My feet are frozen on this middle ground. The water's warm here, but the fire's gone out. I played it safe for so long, the passion left. Turns out safe is just another word for regret. So I step to the edge and I take a deep breath. We're all down to live, but we're all scared to death. And this is the part where my head tells my heart it should turn back around, but there's no turning back now. I'm going all in, headfirst to the deep end. I hear you calling, and this time the fear won't win. I'm going all in, I'm all in. I believe that one day I will see your kingdom come. Welcome home, my child, well done. So I step to the edge and I take a deep breath. I'm not turning back around, cause there's no turning back now. I'm going all in, head first to the deep end. I hear you calling, and this time the fear won't win.
And welcome back to Spirit of the Morning. That is All In by Matthew West. I'm Gary Zimak. Today we kick off our Radiothon 2018 with a special extended version of Spirit in the Morning. Now, I didn't hear the bell ringing recently. I love it when Dave Parker rings the bell. He's going to ring the bell each time we get a call when one of you pledges to Holy Spirit Radio with a donation. That number, 215-345-1570. 215-345-1570. If you would be able to call in and have Dave ring the bell, I would really appreciate it, as would Dave.
Yeah, make me ring the bell. I love doing that.
By the way, Mr. Parker, I think you have some facts.
Yeah, some facts. I mean, the cost of evangelization. takes about $200,000 per year to run two stations, and we have two stations, WISP 1570 here in Doylestown and WCOJ 1420 in Coatesville. And that's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that's about $500 per day or $23 per hour. That's what it breaks down to. And I, you know, every year, you know, we read these statistics, but that's what it costs. And of late, you know, we've been putting more upgrades. And Frank Eliason, the technological genius that he is, has been doing a lot of upgrades in the last year and a half, which has basically helped us with the quality of our signal, quality of our microphones, everything that he has done. So we can bring better, you know, evangelization. You can hear us better. And that's why we need your support. So please call 215-345-1570. Or you can go to holyspiritradio.org at any time and make an online donation. And those online donations are secure. So, or you can mail it in, P.O. Box 798, Doylestown, Pennsylvania, 18901. So again, P.O. Box 798, Doylestown, Pennsylvania, 18901.
You're doing a great job, Dave.
Well, thank you, Gary. Yeah.
It's important. We don't often talk about the need for donations here at Holy Spirit Radio. We save it for the radiothon.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's very important to us. So if you're able to make a call right now to 215-345-1570, please do so because we are counting on you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We are a Catholic lay apostolate in communion with our Holy Father, the Shepherd of the Universal Church. Through education and catechesis, we are dedicated to spreading the word of Jesus Christ through Catholic radio. And again, we've been on, there's a call. You know, every time I see
you
that
know what's,
phone
You know
line,
what's interesting?
Yeah.
If you could just step over there, I believe that's Jack Williams
okay,
on the phone.
Okay, let me see.
Because he is going to be our first guest. We had some technical issues, and I believe that we're, Dave's going to get Jack on the phone right now. So, well, wait a minute.
I think someone else answered it.
All right. So we're going to be trying to get Jack Williams on the phone. He's the general manager for the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network, and he is going to be joining us. I saw the phone call come in, and we're going to try to get him on the air right now. Mr. Parker, can you do your magic? See, not only does Dave ring the bell, but he also enables our guests to come on the air and chat with us. So we're making that, we're setting that up right now. Jack Williams will be with us in just a minute. I want to thank you for listening to Spirit in the Morning. We are still trying to get that connection happening. Every now and then, this is the joy of live radio. This happens. Well, wouldn't this be a great opportunity to call us at 215-345-1570, 215-345-1570? Not hearing a lot of phones ringing, but if you're able to give us a call and make a donation to Holy Spirit Radio to kick off day one of our 2018 Radiothon, now is the time to do it. 215-345-1570. Just want to let you know, while we're still trying to work out all of the details, trying to get Jack Williams on the air, that coming up later in Spirit in the Morning on this extended version, we're going to be joined by Jeff Cavins. We'll be talking about the new Great Adventure Catholic Bible that has recently been published from Ascension Press. In addition, Sister Ann Shields will be here later. She is one of the favorites of our Holy Spirit Radio listening family. Also, first-time guest on the program, John Michael Talbot will be joining us, as well as Monsignor Charles Pope, and the one and only Jimmy Akin from Catholic Answers will be here. That's what you can expect on this extended version of Spirit in the Morning today. Remember, that number to call in for Radiothon 2018 is 215-345-1570, 215-345-1570. Please call in, make your donation to Holy Spirit Radio. We certainly appreciate it. Again, we are completely listener-supported. We depend on your donations, your contributions, to continue to bring you the great programming that we do on Holy Spirit Radio. Just so you know, in case you're tuning in at this moment, my name is Gary Zimak, and this is Spirit in the Morning. And we are in the midst of our 2018 Radiothon. We are having some technical issues trying to get our first guest on the phone right now. So again, this is a great time for you to call at 215 215-345-1570. 215-345-1570. Please give us a call. We're going to be here for a three-hour extended version of the program today. We'll break for Mass, and then we will be back at 9 o'clock, 9 to 11. Aha, I hear some voices in the background. I think we have Jack Williams on the air. And now we have with us the general manager for the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network, Jack Williams. Jack, are you there, brother?
You know, it's 6:25 in Birmingham, Alabama. If anybody should be a little sluggish this morning, it should be me and not the phones on the East Coast.
I hear you. Come on, Jack. Can you help us out? We need you, my friend.
You need this here. The first pledges of this beautiful pledge drive need to come in right now so that we can train the staff on how to operate the phone.
There you go. There you go. Hey, Jack, thank you so much for being our first guest on the program today. You know, we are, and we're proud to mention this, we talked about it at the start of the program, we here at Holy Spirit Radio, as you know, Jack, we were the 23rd affiliate of EWTN, and it's such a blessing to be part of the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. If you could you just talk about, because I think so many times we take this for granted, the importance of Catholic radio.
Oh, there's no question about it. You know, I was thinking about this actually last night when I was anticipating having this wonderful time to spend with you all this morning. And when you look at everything that goes on in the church throughout the centuries, and you look at all of the vast outreaches, I mean, there is no greater gift to humanity aside from our Lord Jesus Christ and the church he left behind, the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
No one does more charity work. No one takes care of the sick better. No one does really any social activity better than the Catholic Church on the face of planet Earth. And the beauty of Catholic radio is that we don't specialize in this, that, or the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
We take care of all of it. You can hear about everything and every outreach of the Catholic Church by listening to Catholic radio. Not only can people learn about places that they can help their brothers and sisters, but for crying out loud, we're preaching the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ on top of it all.
Absolutely. And Jack, you know, I think sometimes we tend to take Catholic radio for granted. And that's the message we want to get out there. We don't ask for donations very much on Holy Spirit Radio, but when we have our radiothons, we are counting on our listening family to support us.
Well, and I think it's very important that everybody understand, and I think everyone knows this on a subconscious level, but once in a while we need to bring it to the forefront of everyone's thoughts.
Yes.
That just because we are doing a good work and just because we are following obediently the call of our Lord to preach the gospel to all nations, guess what? The power company of Philadelphia doesn't care about that.
That's right. That's right.
They expect you to pay for the electricity, and there are incumbent costs that are associated with operating a radio station, and some of them are significant, that need to be met in order for that gospel message to go out. And, you know, large gifts are fantastic, but the lifeblood of any Catholic radio apostolate around the country are the faithful monthly givers who sustain the constant income of the station, which allows the station to the best of its ability to be able to do some budgeting so that it can affect a plan that will give its long-term viability a real chance.
Now, Jack, I'm going to ask you to do us a favor. First, I'm going to ask Dave Parker to give the phone number out, and then I would like you, Jack, to...
Is this former Pittsburgh Pirate Dave Parker?
No.
yes.
You see, that's exactly right.
I found my true calling.
But, Jack, here's the thing.
Hey, Jack.
We're going to ask Dave to give the number, and I want you to challenge our Philadelphia area listeners. Would you do that for me?
I would be delighted.
All right, Dave, give the number, and then we're going to have Jack challenge the listeners because
Absolutely,
I don't hear
Gary.
The phones ringing.
All right. Our faithful listeners, call 215-345-1570. Again, 215-345-1570. And support Holy Spirit Radio.
All right, Jack, what do you have to say?
Well, listen, I would encourage everybody to support this good work. You know, there have been Catholic radio stations. And listen, I have been recently to visit the operation there in Pennsylvania.
That's right.
And I couldn't have been more impressed. You know, the family that started this station did so with a tremendous leap of faith. as all of these apostolates have done, and they are deserving of your support. They are the beacon of light in a very dark world, and they are what people need to hear in our day and time to get them to the place that they ultimately need to go. You know, I would challenge any organizations of goodwill to, you know, I myself am a fourth degree Knight of Columbus. I would challenge any Knight of Columbus within the sound of my voice to pick up the phone, dial that number, make a pledge to Spirit Catholic Radio. I would encourage any Grand Knight to make a donation on behalf of your council, and I would challenge the other councils in your area to follow suit. This is, you know, the one of our late Holy Fathers called the Knights of Columbus his strong right arm. No one supports the Knights of Columbus more than Catholic Radio. I would encourage anybody who's a member of an Altar and Rosary Society or a Holy Name Society, any of these great works, I cannot think of a more wide-reaching local endeavor that you could support than Holy Spirit Radio.
Excellent. Thank you so much. You heard Jack Williams. 215-345-1570 is the number. Please make that phone ring. Jack, you know, there are so many things going on with the network. Recently, we were the 23rd affiliate, as I said, and so much has changed over the years. What are some of the new things, the new ongoing things, programming, developments that are happening in the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network?
Well, you know, there haven't been a lot of new programming in the last year or so, but we've, you know, really in the last 3 or 4 years, we've shaken things up dramatically. You know, Call to Communion with Dr. David Anders, what a rock star this guy is, huh? I mean, I don't know that I've ever run across a combination of intellect, spirituality, and humility that you get from Dr. Anders. I mean, he is absolutely fantastic and is fast becoming the bell cow of the Catholic Church in America, quite frankly.
Oh, yeah.
Because the way that he ministers to people is absolutely, absolutely fantastic. You know, I'll tell you, and I know that you guys have received feedback, but ever since the current struggles of the Church have once again come to light, I have never been more proud to be associated with EWTN and our coverage of this event without dodging nothing but sensationalizing nothing, illuminating the truth of the situation, and giving people a place to be heard without any fear. We have promises from our Lord that the gates of hell will not prevail against this church. Times have been more difficult than they are now in the past, and the church has always survived, and it always will survive because our Lord promised us that it will. And there is no greater vehicle in our day and time to assure that that happens than Catholic Radio. Amen. I'm telling you, if radio were around in first century Palestine, St. Paul would have been on the radio.
Oh, you know it. You know, absolutely. Jack, you know, one thing before we close, I just, the beautiful thing about Catholic Radio is I know it was responsible for my own conversion. And in fact, I used to listen to Holy Spirit Radio when I was going from lukewarm to on fire for the Catholic faith. And by listening to many of these programs that we broadcast on Holy Spirit Radio, a lot of these network programs, my faith has changed and I got to know Jesus Christ. I think one of the beautiful things, and I'm sure you would agree, about radio is that even if people stop going to church, they can still listen to radio. And I'm sure you have heard many conversion stories that took place because somebody just happened to be tuning in to an EWTN radio station.
That's exactly right. And listen, radio reaches everybody, Gary. Anybody that we're trying to reach, you know, if you've got the pagan that has never heard the message of Jesus Christ, Catholic radio will meet them where they're at. If you have one of our evangelical brothers and sisters who's flipping around the dial and they are comfortable in their relationship with Jesus Christ, but they're not experiencing the fullness of the truth, Catholic radio speaks to them where they are at. If there's a lapsed Catholic who has fallen away from the church, Catholic radio speaks to exactly where they're at. If you've got a Catholic who's bumping along, fulfilling their Sunday obligation, but not really doing a whole lot more than that, and really needs to have a fire lit under them, Catholic radio meets them where they're at. And if you are a devout Catholic who is striving to be the holiest person you can be and the best version of yourself, as Matthew Kelly often says, Catholic Radio will nourish you and meet you also where you are at. And no matter how low things get, no matter how tragic things seem to be in your life, Catholic Radio can reach you exactly where you're at, and your donation can help Catholic Radio reach your brothers and sisters who are in need exactly where they are at. When I was in Des Moines, Iowa, the Catholic radio station in Des Moines was an evangelical Protestant station for many years because there was no Catholic radio when the family bought that station, but they always carried the football games of the local Catholic high school. And there was one person who, a grandparent who tuned in to listen to little Johnny, the grandson, play a game on a Friday night and parked the car in the garage for the weekend, went about their business, got in the car to go to work on Monday morning, and it was still on that station. They heard a program that touched their heart and rekindled their faith, all because of what didn't seem, you know, a high school football game doesn't seem like a very holy endeavor, yet it led this person back to the confessional after decades.
All right, Jack Williams, thank you so much for coming on the air with us. Keep up the good work, my friend.
My joy. God bless you.
All right, God bless you. Jack Williams, remember, call 215-345-1570. When we come back, Jeff Caven. Stay tuned.
Diocese of Brooklyn has paid one of the largest sexual abuse scandal settlements within the Catholic Church. The New York Times is reporting that the diocese has agreed to a $27.5 million settlement with four victims who were repeatedly raped by Angelo Serrano, who was a religion teacher at St. Lucy's St. Patrick's Church in Brooklyn. The assaults took place when the boys were between the ages of 8 and 12 from 2003 to 2009, after the Dallas Charter was put in place by the U.S. bishops. And while the abuse was committed by a member of the laity, two priests were named in the suit for not reporting suspicious behavior. The lawyers for Christine Blasey Ford say she wants the FBI to investigate her allegation that Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her in high school. Sagar Meghani reports.
In a letter to the Senate Judiciary Committee obtained by the AP, the lawyers say Ford wants to cooperate with the panel, but also wants the FBI to look into her allegation before she testifies. The committee bowed to bipartisan pressure in inviting both Kavanaugh and Ford to a hearing next week. Senate Democrats also want the FBI to reopen its background check of Kavanaugh, which would likely delay a confirmation vote until after the midterm elections. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
North and South Korea have agreed to disarm a jointly controlled border village, starting with the removal of landmines. The Koreas will aim to remove the mines in the joint security area in the truce village of Panmunjom and also remove guard posts from the area. The statement signed by their military chief said they plan to allow tourists to move freely within the joint security area after it is disarmed. In his homily at morning mass yesterday, Pope Francis again spoke of the silence of Jesus in response to the great accuser and encouraged pastors to be near the people, not to powerful ideologues who, he said, poison souls. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Radiothon 2018, celebrating almost 20 years of Catholic radio in the Delaware Valley.
There are three ways you can help. First, tell a friend about Holy Spirit Radio. Second, prayers are an exceptional way to help us achieve our mission. And third, if you can afford to, your financial support is what keeps this station going. Call now, 215-345-1570. Again, that's 215-345-1570. Or visit holyspiritradio.org.
The St. Francis Inn has been serving the neediest families in the Philadelphia area since 1979. Today, they serve over 350 meals a day with dignity and respect. Their guests don't walk through a line to get their food. They are served restaurant style by compassionate volunteers like you. Do you have time to help? They're always looking for volunteers. Visit stfrancisinn.org or call 215-423-5845.
A quote from St. Augustine: "The measure of charity may be taken from the want of desires,
As desires diminish in a soul, charity increases in it, and when it no longer feels any desire, then it possesses perfect charity.
You are listening to
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Lord, here I stand. Here are my hands. They're fragile and they're small and they're empty, but I give them all to you. Lord, here I find. It's dim and it's prideful, but I give it all to you. May there be less of me and more of you. May there be less of me, my God. May there be less of me and more of you. May there be less of me. All to you. And Lord, I'll be still. Here is my will. Oh, it's stubborn and it's selfish and it's weak, but I give it all to you. Less of me and more of you. May there be less of me, my God. May there be less of me and more of you. May there be less of me.
Welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. That was Tori Harris Gray with Less of Me. We are kicking off Radiothon 2018. Today it begins, and we are counting on you for your contributions. Please call 215-345-1570 to donate now. I want to let you know that due to an anonymous donor, we now have a challenge gift of $1,000. What that means is that if we get contributions totaling $1,000 by 8 a.m. That's been about 20 minutes from now. That gift will be matched, and the $1,000 becomes $2,000. Would you help us out? By calling 215-345-1570. That's 215-345-1570. If you could do that, we would be very much appreciative of that fact. I am joined now by Jeff Cavins. He is a board member of the Archbishop Harry J. Flynn Catechetical Institute at the St. Paul Seminary in St. Paul, Minnesota, where he has served as director for 6 years. He is also, and I'm sure many of you are familiar with this, the creator of the Great Adventure Catholic Bible Study Program, the co-author of Walking with God, A Journey Through the Bible, and the author of The Activated Disciple, The Art of Imitating God. Jeff joins us now to announce some really big news, and I am so excited about this. The Great Adventure Catholic Bible is now available. Jeff Cavins, good morning. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning.
Good morning. It's good to be with you.
Thank you so much for coming on the air with us. Jeff, I have to tell you, I got my copy of the Great Adventure Catholic Bible. Nice job. It is an excellent it is an excellent resource.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we're really proud of it. It's one of a kind, that's for sure. And yeah, it looks beautiful. It's made well, and the best thing of all, you can read it clearly, and built into it is how to read it. That's what's making it really unique.
Let's talk, and I want to talk more about the details of the Great Adventure Catholic Bible, Jeff. But before that, how does it feel to be responsible for creating the Great Adventure Bible Study? I mean, so many people have learned to love sacred scripture because of your work.
Well, it's humbling.
I bet it is.
It's very humbling, actually. And when we first started talking about kind of baking the Great Adventure into the scripture itself so that people could know how to read the Bible, I was a little shy at first. I thought, yeah, well, you know, I'm not sure. Let's look at this. And then we started looking at it and how we could do it. And it seemed like the right thing to do and a real opportunity to, you know, to bring people to the next level in their faith. And but it's very humbling. It's very humbling also because we work with such a great team of scholars,
yeah,
and they're the ones that, you know, have been writing the notes and editing and relying on their scholarship.
Yeah, and as somebody who has gone through the Great Adventure Bible Study, I want to personally thank you, because it was through the Great Adventure Bible Study that I finally learned to appreciate sacred scripture and was able to hear the Lord speak to me through the Bible, which for many years, I was intimidated by the Bible. So now let's talk, if we could, about this Great Adventure Bible. So many years in the making, what a great idea. Now, it is obviously a very unique Bible, and I want to ask you, what makes it different than any other Catholic Bible available?
Sure. Well, I think that what makes it really different is that it solves one of the greatest problems that people face, and that is they don't know how to read the Bible.
Yeah.
And so when they pick up the Bible in Genesis and they read all the way to Revelation, they're expecting that they're going to understand some kind of narrative or some kind of story. And that's just not the way that it's written.
Right.
It's actually put together by types of literature. So you got poetry and wisdom and historical, you know, prophets and so forth. And it's really incumbent upon the reader to learn how to read it. But it's amazing. It really was amazing to me to find out after some research just how few people have ever had anybody show them how to read the Bible. They told them to read the Bible, but not how to read the Bible. And so what we did in this Bible is it's a regular Bible. It's the RSV Catholic Edition, number 2.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did is we put the Great Adventure in it, and we color-coded every book with a little tab on the side,
right,
and then there's a chart in the front, and you can see what period you're reading through. We divide the Bible up into 12 periods, so whatever book you're in, you know where you're at in the narrative. You know where you're at in the story. And then we have 70 what we call call-outs, and those are little paragraphs in the text that are major issues, you know, major events, mm-hmm, major people, action in the story. So as you're moving through, you're being taught, really. You're being taught about these major characters. And then we have 19 helpful charts, 21 articles that are in the scripture that will help you understand things like covenants.
Right.
You know, and words that and ideas, concepts that a lot of people just don't understand. So to answer your question, you know, succinctly, it's the only Bible that actually shows you how to read it in it.
Right, right. And a couple of the other features that I noticed was, and this is not the first time this has been done, but it's not that easy to find, not that common. The words of Jesus are in red. I love that.
Yes.
I love
that. Yes. Yeah. You know, for years, I had a Bible that that had the words of Jesus in red.
Yeah.
And I loved it because it drew my eyes to his words. And it was also great for teaching.
Exactly.
And you know, I could look down and see those words of Jesus, and I might have highlighted them. But, I don't know that there are other Bibles out there now that that really have that, and this one does. And we as you can tell, there's every color you can imagine in this Bible.
Right, right.
So it's a very pretty Bible.
It is. It really is. And one of the other things, now you can tell me if this was by design, I noticed that the margins are wide enough so that I can take notes, which is something that I learned is important when I went through the Great Adventure Bible Study.
Yeah, you know, when we designed the Bible, we really paid attention to the aesthetics and the feel of the Bible. Not only the alpha leather cover, very soft and nice, the binding, but I told the team, I said, one of the things that we have to do is we've got to give people at least 50% more on the margins.
Yes.
So that they can write their own personal notes or cross-references or something from the catechism in there. And I think they really struck a nice balance there. It doesn't look too much,
right,
and it's just enough.
Yes, and I thank you for that because, yes, there is plenty of room to take notes in this Bible. Jeff, I want to ask you, does this Bible have to be used as part of the Great Adventure Bible Study, or can it just be used on its own?
Yeah, good question. It stands on its own.
Okay.
You can use it with the Great Adventure Bible Study. You can use any Bible. It's a Great Adventure Bible Study. But you can use this Bible with other study systems as well. So it's not... It isn't tied just to that system. So anybody can use it for any study, but you can also read. You know, the thing about this is not so much a study Bible as it is a Bible that assists you in navigating through it.
Right.
And so, you can use it with all kinds of study systems.
And, okay, now the big question. I know that when it first came out, it was very hard to get a hold of. I think it was selling out. Is it available now? And if our listeners want to get a copy, where is the best place to pick it up?
Well, the best place to pick it up is ascensionpress.com.
Okay.
I think you can go there, and it's available. And I know that some people are starting to get theirs at Catholic bookstores, too. I was at a class the other day, and there was a bookstore owner who was selling them right there. I just said,
"Perfect.
How'd you get these so quick?" He says, "I just ordered them."
Wow.
So, that's probably the best place is the ascensionpress.com.
Excellent. And I recommend anybody listening, check this Bible out. You will not be sorry. It is an excellent Bible, and it will help you really understand the Lord speaking through sacred scriptures. Jeff, before I let you go, this is our radiothon. Would you mind just saying a word or two about the importance of Catholic radio? Because I know you're a big believer in the message of Catholic radio.
I am. I'm a strong believer in Catholic radio. I've been in Catholic radio, you know, and when I was a young man growing up, my goal was to be in radio. And so my dad would take me to the state fair, and we would sit outside of the big radio stations and watch them live, you know, and there was something magical about seeing these people that you heard their voices day in and day out. And I was one of those kids that would stay up at night with my little transistor radio, and I'd listen to talk radio around the country, you know, some of the big clear channel stations. So radio has always had a big influence on me, and I think that the advantage of radio is that radio is the most personal medium.
Right. Yeah,
you're speaking directly to a person. You're not speaking to crowds and stadiums. You're speaking to one person that happened to be in the car on the way to work or on the way to the doctor's office, wherever they might be going. And you're able to get a message out that can hit 1,000 people in different ways at the very same time. And at times with rebroadcasts, at times that they would never be able to hear you unless there was this power of radio and being able to rebroadcast, and people can listen to the shows and you know what's beautiful about it? It's a great example of grace building on nature. Right. And that is that you guys have built the stations, you've got the radio waves out there, and God comes on that. He uses that, and he can do things that you would never be able to do on your own.
Right.
And he's able to even to direct people to that station, you know, to your station, to listen to a particular message at a particular time of the day, and it can be life-changing for that person and their family. So it's a very powerful medium, and it's not terribly expensive. You know, it just takes everybody doing their part to support it, and then you've got a tool that the Lord can use in ways that go way beyond anything that we could ever do on our own.
Excellent. Well said, my friend. Jeff Cavins, I want to thank you for joining us on the special edition of Spirit in the Morning, and we will make that information available to anyone listening to find out where they can get the Bible. Ascension, is it ascensionpress.com or ascension.com?
Right. I think you can do both now.
Okay.
Ascension and Ascension Press, yeah.
Very good. Jeff Cavins, thank you for all that you do to bring everyone closer to Christ, and thank you for this great gift of the Great Adventure Catholic Bible.
Well, thank you.
It was
God bless you on your fundraising.
All right, my friend. God bless you as well. That was Jeff Cavins talking about the new Great Adventure Catholic Bible. Pick it up today from Ascension Press. Okay, what do we have? Just under 10 minutes. We have that matching gift challenge. We need you to help us out. We still need to reach that goal of $1,000 by 8 o'clock. I'm just going to be quiet. Dave Parker, give the number out.
Yes, 215-345-1570. 215-345-1570. Whether you're at home in the kitchen getting ready or en route to work or wherever you are, if you're driving, pull over. Don't do it while you're driving. But call that number, 215-345-1570. We really need your support. We really, really do. So, I mean, we want to be on the air from now, from many years. So it's only you that can help us do that.
It's 215-345-1570. We have just about 7 minutes left, and we need to reach, we would really like to reach that goal of $1,000. I think we still need about $800, so we really need your help now.
Yeah.
If we hit that goal of $1,000, it will be doubled. So that $1,000, due to the generosity of an anonymous donor, that will be doubled. The $1,000 becomes $2,000. Mm-hmm. If you call us now at 215-345-1570 with your donation, we could still reach that goal by 8 a.m., yeah. But we need you to act now. 215-345-1570.
Yeah, light up our phones, folks. Hey, I want to give two shout-outs to two callers that donated in our first hour. I want to give a shout-out to Ed from St. Robert Bellarmine. He's from Man Up Philly. He says, hello to everyone and keep up the great work. Wants to hear the bell. He wants me to ring the bell. So thank you, Ed. All right.
There's for Ed. Ed, thank you, brother.
Okay, and then there's Joanne from St. Jude in Chalfont. She listens every day on the way to work. Really enjoys Catholic radio. Thanks to everyone at Holy Spirit Radio. That's what we want to hear.
Dave, I just want to point out we now have $200. We still need $800, but you know, with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
So, Lord, please help us out. Yeah. Let those phones start ringing. We have 6 minutes left,
yeah.
And we need still $800. Can you help us by calling 215-345-1570?
Yeah, Dave, 215-345-1570. And help us out, folks. We really, really need you. Our new listeners to Spirit in the Morning in the last couple years, we're going on 2 years, and keep it up. And all our faithful listeners over the years, please help us out. You know, we love you,
All right. And
we want to serve you, continue serving
Five
you.
More minutes to make that matching challenge of $1,000. We need to raise $800 in 5 minutes. That is not impossible. I've been here before. I've done these radio thoughts
All
before.
All things are possible.
Everything
Holy
seems
Spirit.
To come about at the last minute. So that number again is 215-345-1570. Please give us a call now so that we can ring the bell and meet that goal of $1,000.
Make it happen.
Now,
folks,
just so you know, at 8 o'clock, we will break for Mass, direct from EWTN in Birmingham. Then we will be back on the air with Spirit in the Morning at 9, from 9 through 11. And we're going to have many great guests, including Sister Ann Shields and Monsignor Charles Pope, as well as, who else is coming up? Jimmy Akin, John Michael Talbot, and more. Uh-oh, there's the music, but you still have 3 minutes so we can achieve that goal. 215-345-1570.
215-345-1570. Come back at 9 o'clock after Mass. Enjoy the Mass. Pray for us.
But before you listen to the Mass, give us a call. 215-345-1570 so we can reach our goal. Talk to you soon.
God bless.
This show is produced with love by Holy Spirit Radio, inspired by the Holy Spirit, communicating hope.